and welcome to the Water Stories, a podcast by Stockholm International Swimming Club. Today I am here with you. My name is Anna Kazakova-Lindegren and I am a co-founder of the Stockholm International Swimming Club. This episode I will tell you about our course Swimming 101. I will answer the questions that you asked in our social media. I will also raise some questions that you are frequently asking us through the email. And hopefully that episode will give you an understanding what to expect from this course, what you will gain after you had this course, and why this course is for you, if it is. Question number one. For whom is Swimming 101? Swimming 101 is the course for you if you have zero knowledge about swimming. You have never tried to swim, you cannot float, you cannot put your head or your face into the water, you don't know any swimming strokes or techniques. Or maybe you have a fear to water or have just never had any experience in the water, or maybe had a negative experience in the water. Maybe you have been through the drowning incident, maybe some of your relatives been there and you have a fear about that. So that is what you can come with. Maybe you have been learning to swim many years ago in your home country, but after that you never swim and you're not really sure that you actually have these abilities, these skills still in you, and you still don't really feel like you're comfortable on the deep water. So this is what you come with. And if you feel like these statements partly or fully are about you, then come to our club. You're very, very welcome to our course Swimming 101. Question number two. What to expect from Swimming 101? Well, expect to be in the pool in a group of maximum 5 people and 2 coaches. So our club have this concept where we have super small groups and we double the amount of coaches. Usually in Sweden you have a class up to 7 students and 1 coach, but we have up to 5 students and 2 coaches. So this is what you can expect from the amount of participants and amount of teachers. What is the goal of the course Swimming 101? After this course that consists of 6 classes, the goal is that you would be able to swim between 10 and 15 meters breaststroke without a stop. Some students achieve higher results, like 25 meters without a stop, but most of our students achieve this 15 meters milestone. You can also expect yourself being much more confident at the deep end, learn some trading water techniques, and of course you will feel comfortable to float. Additionally, from this course you can expect that 1 week before the course, coaches will send you a welcome letter where they will write what do you need to take to the course and how can you come and what kind of transportation can you use to come to the pool where our course will take place. In this letter, you will get the information about if you need a lock for the lockers, because at some pools you don't need to have your own lock, at some pools you need. So you will get the information directly about the pool where you will take your classes. Then about swimming equipment, usually we recommend to take a modest swimming pants, a towel, eye goggles to reduce eye irritation, and they help you to see your direction. Footwear for shower and pool, and a swimming suit if you're a female. Then we also recommend to take a plastic bag. It's quite useful to have it when you have your wet swimming wear after the class and to take it home. That's probably all. Additionally, you can expect that after classes, coaches will write you an email where they will summarize what you did in the class and give you some tips for land exercises, for stretching exercises, and send some links from YouTube that could be useful for you. Question number 3. What is the difference between Swimming 101 and Swimming 101 Intensive? Swimming 101 course is designed 6 lessons over 6 weeks. It means that we meet once a week. Swimming 101 Intensive means that is 6 lessons over 3 weeks. That means that we meet twice a week. That is the difference. Next question, what would you recommend, intensive or ordinary Swimming 101? Well, the originally Swimming 101 is 6 lessons over 6 weeks, so it's once a week. Once a week is for those who have a lot on their plate and they don't have a possibility to go to the pool twice a week. We strongly recommend, if you have a possibility, to take intensive course. Why? Because you will learn new movements that you have never done before. You will use new muscles that you have never used before. So it's important for you to have as many repetitions of these new movements as possible. So in the perfect world, we would recommend you to take an intensive course and then go to the pool by yourself on a weekend and repeat what we have done with you in the pool, the new movements that you just learned, the new techniques that you just saw, just repeat them. That would be perfect. So if you have a possibility, just give yourself 1 month and say, this month will change my life. This month, I'm a swimmer, and this month I will learn to swim. Go to the pool with us twice a week and go to the pool by yourself extra day a week, like on a weekend, and the result will surprise you, believe me. Question number 5. I know how to swim, but I am afraid of water. I am afraid to be at deep end and have difficulty to float without movement. What course should I take? Well, I would recommend Swimming 101, definitely, because this is the basis. And as I mentioned before, at the Swimming 101, we build a new relationship between you and the water. You learn how to swim, you learn how to enjoy the water, and you learn how to trust the water. So without that, giving your technical skills, giving you abilities of the right strokes, it's kind of useless in that way. So even though you can swim physically, you know the movements and you can do them with arms and legs, but you still have this fear inside of you, it's strongly recommended for you to take the course Swimming 101. But if you really like feel that you're already an advanced swimmer, then probably the individual classes, 1 or 2 individual classes, will fix the stuff. So my answer is, if it's something what you have been doing all your life but still have this fear inside of you, then just take a couple of individual classes and our teachers will fix this. Next question, how often do you start your courses? Well, we have vacation. Vacation is like first 2 weeks of January usually and the last 2 weeks of December. So in the end of the year and the beginning of the year, we usually don't have any courses. And all year round, we have courses. Every course is around 6 classes. In the summertime, we have something that calls swimming camps, where you swim 5 days a week during 1 week. But during the terms, you can expect around 3-4 batches in spring and 3 batches in autumn, plus 3 intensive weeks in the summer that can be prolonged to 2 extra weeks in July and August. So it's around 5 swimming weeks during the summer and 3-4 batches in spring and 3 batches in autumn. And somewhere a month before the start, we publish our courses, and 50% of our places disappear during 24 hours. And The rest of the places usually go like a sold out during next week. How would I secure a place at the coming courses? How would I know that the course has started? Good question. Very, very good question. Especially for that, we created a Telegram channel, Stockholm Swimming Club. If you find us and subscribe to this channel, we promise not to spam you, just announce you the new batches that starts the new courses. So as soon as we publish course on our webpage, we send the information to this Telegram channel. And if you subscribe to this Telegram channel, then you get a notification that the course is up. And you can just go and join us. We also publish that, of course, in our Instagram, in the stories, in our LinkedIn account and on our Facebook account, but sometimes it's kind of, you know, it's in your feed, so it's not always you can find this information. But Telegram so far I think works the best if you want to be updated. Please find us. I will leave a link to our Telegram channel at the description under this podcast episode. Okay, question number 8. Can I submit a receipt from this course as friskvårdbidrag to my employer? Yeah, in Sweden we have something that calls friskvårdbidrag. Basically, it's amount of money that many employers are giving to employees to be able to do some sports or physical activity. Yeah, our swimming courses can be submitted to your employer as friskvårdbidrag. Some employers are satisfied with the invoices that you can take directly out of the system when you pay, or the receipt that you get if you pay by card at the checkout in our system. But if you need a more detailed invoice, please write a request on info@stockholmswimmingclub.se and just ask that invoice that showed that invoice has been paid with more detailed information about the classes. It depends again from employer to employer. Some employers have like more strict rules about what's supposed to be on the invoice. So if you need a detailed invoice, so please write to admin a request and you will get it within 72 hours. What should I take for the class? Well, I partly told this already as an answer on the question what to expect, because you will get the whole list of the things that you need at the welcome letter. The equipment that you need to take for the first class, depending on your level, a little bit varies and depending on the course. So in swimming 101, basically you need modest swimming pants or swimming suit, towel, eye goggles, footwear. And if you have a long hair, you need to have a swimming cap. Definitely, this is part of the rules of the pool. You will definitely feel more comfortable if you have a long hair to have a swimming cap on you. What if I get sick? The last question is about the sickness of the student. Well, if you get sick, this situation can be divided on the two types. If you catch a flu, for example, or you feel like you have a headache and you're kind of missing one class. So if it's like a very short-term illness and you're missing one class, you get a substitution of this class. According to our terms and conditions, you get one class of substitution. So you get a possibility to come to another group similar level to the group that you're having. Basically, if you're taking swimming 101, so you will be invited to another group also to swimming 101 to take a substitute class. But if you miss two times, you will still get only one substitute class to visit. So please keep this in mind. If you have a long-term illness, then it's a little bit different. If it starts before 2 weeks of the first class of the course, then you can just cancel this. If you, for example, you're in the day of the class, you're informing us that you are not coming, you cannot cancel the course. The minimum amount of days that you can cancel the course after you purchase this is 14 days. But what is happening if you get terminated sick and This is less than 2 days before the course. Well, in Sweden, we have something that calls home insurance, and this insurance covers such situations, so you can get part of your money back from your home insurance. You cannot get money back from us because, first of all, this is their term and conditions that you're agreeing on when you're buying the course, so we unfortunately cannot return your money back because we are a non-profit organization, and if you inform us less than 2 weeks that you're not coming to the class, we cannot guarantee that we will find another person to this class. But very often we advertising it, and if somebody will buy your spot in the last minute, of course we will return your money back. But if that will not happen, then we are not able to return your money back because we are a non-profit organization, and at every course we are making, we just break the even. We cover the costs for the rent of the pool, for the equipment, for the teachers, for overhead costs. We don't have any profit. So basically, if one of the students are not coming to the course, we go in minus. And if we go in minus, it means we have no money to pay for the teachers. So please keep this in mind and respect the terms and conditions that you're agreeing on during the purchase, and stay very, very healthy. That's probably all. That was all 10 questions that I got from you to answer, and there was the most frequent question that you usually ask in our social media and writing us to our emails. So please keep updated. Find us in social media. I will put all the links in the description to the episode. Sign up for our Telegram channel. So be updated. Swim smooth. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.